Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The right fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Junior Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Naorodny. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is called out on strikes. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive towards third. Bannister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is hit by the pitch. Jackson moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields the ball and throws to Kravick covering. Safe. Jackson scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera bunts in front of the plate. Nairodny fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 0 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smalley. The throw from Nairodny to Pryor and they have Smalley trapped. The throw over to Johnson, who applies the tag for the out. Rivera scores. It's 5-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Nairodny hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torres hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Torres reaches second base with a double. Nairodny moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nairodny scores. Torres moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into right field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Zahn, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Howard now pitching. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Torres. Castano reaches second base with a double. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Randall bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Pryor covering, for the out. Castano moves to third. One out. Ken Landreau pinch hits for Bombo Rivera. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Landreau now playing center field. Dave Edwards now playing right field. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Naorodny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Naorodny and he is safe. Edwards steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Nairodny and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Howard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau who is chasing the ball. Lemon reaches third base with a triple. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Mike Marshall now pitching. Mike Squires pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Squires moves to second. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nairodny strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington pinch hits for Rusty Torres. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. Bannister moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.